Let us begin with a word of prayer as we start our week. Father, we come before Thee and we ask that You would guide us and lead us as we consider Your word once again. We take a few moments aside to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ from the outset. We thank You for what He has done on our behalf as He was the way, the truth, and the life, the one that went to the cross of Calvary and died for the sin of the world. Father, we thank You that He has also become the mediator, the great high priest for those of us that are believers and that are saved. We have access to You through Him in prayer. Father, we again just give Him the honor and the praise and the glory as we consider these things in the Word today. In Christ's name, amen. John chapter 15. Hello, it's good to be with you again. And as we consider John 15, we're still in the upper room ministry, if you recall. As we were looking at in previous sessions, John chapter 13 through 16, and of course if you include the high priestly prayer of John 17, which came after the teaching in John 13 through 16, we have these five chapters that all work together in the upper room ministry as the Lord Jesus was teaching the disciples. And we see previous chapters, He was in front of a mixed multitude going throughout His ministry, performing miracles, teaching, evangelizing. And we see now He has come apart from the world into an upper room and is teaching the disciples. And as we find ourselves in John 15, the subject is abide in Me. That is to dwell in Me. To dwell in who? In Christ. To abide in Me. This is the seventh and last I Am of the I Ams in the book of John, such as I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. We've looked at these, and now we find, as He says, I am the true vine. This is the first verse of the chapter. I am the true vine, and My Father is the husbandman. Now, if we would do a little cross-referencing and just look at a little background and some comparisons before we get into this week's study, before we get into our outline, Matthew 21 and 33. Here we see a parable, and the Father would be, the Father in heaven would be seen and pictured by the one that is considered the Lord here in this parable. And, of course, the Son in the parable would represent our beloved Savior, the Son of God. Listen in Matthew 21 and 33. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a winepress in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen. He went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, He sent His servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husband took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again He sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all He sent unto them His son. They will reverence My son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord, therefore, of the vineyard cometh, what will He do unto those husbandmen? They say unto Him, We will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out His vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render Him the fruits in their seasons. Verse 42, Jesus said unto them, Did ye never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that He spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on Him, they feared the multitude, because they took Him for a prophet. So we see here the parable of the vineyard and the husbandman as the Lord, as representing God the Father, and then the Son that he sent, the one that they considered as the heir, and they killed him as he came to the vineyard. Isn't this such a picture of how the Father in heaven has sent his Son to this world, to this sin-sick world, and we that have been given stewardship in this world, us men, we took him, we took the heir, we took the Son, and we killed him. We, by wicked hands, have slain the Son of God. So we see here, what a picture. But you might say, what is this to do with John 15? John 15 speaks of Christ as the true vine, speaks of the analogy of fruit as what we should bear as believers, that which should be produced in our lives. If we are a legitimate child of God, there should be fruit bearing in our lives. So I thought I'd just read that parable and make a comparison there. As Christ would say in John 15, abide in me. Another little interesting side note is that in the Old Testament, we see that Christ is referred to in prophecy as the branch. Whereas in John 15, we see a little different aspect. In John 15, he speaks about how Christ is the true vine and we are the branches. We grow out forth from him. Our source of life comes from him as the true vine. But it's interesting that Christ is referred to as the branch in the Old Testament. If you would turn with me to Isaiah 11, and let's look at verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. So we see here, the Lord Jesus in prophecy spoken of as the branch, speaking of there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Well, Jesse was the father of David. David was the anointed king, the chosen king of God in the Old Testament that pictured so well Christ. So David's father was Jesse, and Christ came in the line, the kingly line of David. And yet we see here it points toward Christ. He's called the branch. Over in Jeremiah, let's find ourselves in chapter 23. And yet again another reference, this time in verse 5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. So here again, speaking of Jehovah of the Old Testament, speaking here in prophecy of Christ, called the righteous branch, the Lord, our righteousness. So we see here again the Lord in prophecy. And one more time in Zechariah 6 and 12. And speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, he shall grow up out of his place and shall build the temple of the Lord. So we see here the branch. Now again, as we come back to the New Testament, instead of Christ referring to himself as the branch, we see that he speaks of himself as the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So this is chapter 15 of John, the first 8 verses. In this particular portion, we find fruit bearing. We find no fruit referred to in verse 2. Also in verse 2, more fruit. And then in verses 4 and 5, we look at much fruit. This is what the Lord desires, is much fruit to be brought forth out of his branches. The believers, as Christ himself is the true vine. As the scripture tells us, we can bear no fruit of ourselves. No fruit, more fruit, much fruit. Where do you find yourself today, my friend? As we consider this introduction into John 15, think with me. Where do you stand with fruit bearing? Again, may I add this word of exhortation? We're not saying go out and try to produce things of your own. As the scripture says, you cannot bear fruit of yourself except you abide in Christ, the true vine. And yet, if you are not born again, if you're not a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus, being saved by his precious blood being shed for you upon the cross of Calvary, it is Christ plus nothing that makes someone that's a child of God. Faith in him is the only payment for your sin. So we're not in any way trying to say that you can make yourself right with God by doing good deeds, doing good works, or going out and saying, look, this is great fruit for God. We see again, as we always try to emphasize it in Scripture, you see that first someone is born into the family of God by faith in Christ, and then Christ living in you by the Spirit of God will live in and through you and produce good works, will produce fruit. And yet we see the divine order. Faith, as we see with Abraham, the great example, if you study Romans and you study James and Galatians, that Abraham, his faith was counted unto him for righteousness. And then we see how fruit came out in his life. We see how he was justified later by his works, as he went up with Isaac upon the mount, and he was willing to obey God. So again, as we close out today, may we encourage you to consider whether you are in Christ or not. Have you been born again? And if so, let us consider together the great exhortation to abide in Christ, to bear much fruit for the beloved Savior.
Join us next week for the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. For Jeff Buckles.